Brethren, Washington, June 9, 1909. Typed May 20, 1910. Dear brethren, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11, verse 1-6. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight, and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children, My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? Hebrews 12, verse 1-7. I have a special message for Elder Daniels, and for the men who have again been placed in positions of responsibility. I have known that unless there was a decided change in the spiritual discernment of the men at the head of the work after the conference meeting in Washington, unless there was a humble seeking of the Lord, there were grave perils before the church. The Lord declares that the reasoning powers of some have not been entirely sanctified and cleansed from every phase of selfishness. Too much of the time of this important conference has been taken up with purely business matters. In many of the plans, human reasoning was accepted as though it had been divine wisdom. The Lord now calls for decided changes among the workers in Washington. Many of the oft-repeated messages from the Lord seem to be passed by unheeded. Many of the large cities and towns remain unworked. Means must be appropriated, and plans be laid to work these fields in no halfway manner. The inhabitants of every city must hear the message. As I look over the past testimonies, I see that for years the importance of working the cities has been urged. But difficulties have presented themselves to the minds of our brethren, excuses have been made, and this great work has been sadly neglected, while many of our strongest workers have been sent to labor in foreign fields. In our cities are people of all nationalities, many of whom, if earnest effort is put forth, will accept the truth, and these will be specially qualified to carry the message to their own countries. How long shall these teeming centers of population be neglected? Brother Daniels and Brother Prescott, you need daily to experience the converting power of God in your hearts. The Lord will do his work through humble men. If you are thoroughly converted, you can do a work that will be acceptable to God. He is calling for laborers, and he has specified Elder Prescott as one who should stand with other workers to bear the message in our large cities. Time is rapidly passing, and the Lord is calling upon his people to put forth every effort in their power to prepare people to meet the fearful crisis that is just before us. Put on the gospel armor and press the battle to the very gates of the enemy's stronghold. We have no time to lose. We must all gain an experience that will stand the test of God's examination. No longer must the work be retarded as it has been for years in the past. Decided efforts must be put forth in the cities of the East that have been so strangely neglected. There is no change in the messages that God has sent in the past. The work in the cities is the essential work for this time. When the cities are worked as God would have them, the result will be the setting in operation of a mighty movement such as we have not yet witnessed. God calls for self-sacrificing men, converted to the truth, to let their light shine forth in clear, distinct rays. Read Psalm 71, 72, 73, and 78. Let the words become familiar to your minds. Also Psalm 90 to 93, and 103 and 104.
I would that the views that have been presented to me might be witnessed by all our people. God is waiting to be gracious to all who seek Him with the whole heart. But here are cities close by our homes that have not received our attention, and in them are many souls that have never been warned. As a people, we are not half awake to a sense of our necessities and to the times in which we live. Wake up the watchmen. Our first work should be to search our hearts and to become reconverted. We have no time to lose upon unimportant issues. Wake up, brethren and sisters, and give the trumpet a certain sound.